I don't know if you can hear me through this. But this seems to be the next phase of what folks are calling the new normal. You know, when most of us plan to wear masks, we think of Purim. Celebrating Purim, we mask our true identities. We use costume and make-believe to hide ourselves as we celebrate Mordechai's convictions and Esther's courage. Nowadays, we put on masks to go to the grocery store or to take a walk in public. Seemingly, not much conviction and courage in that. Except these long weeks of pandemic living require of us different types of conviction and courage. Our conviction is to be responsible toward others. Our courage, and I do believe that it is courage, is to maintain stay-at-home lives with purpose and patience. Our mood right now is most certainly not frivolous like it is on Purim. Much more important right now is how we care for ourselves and our society. I believe a real opportunity lies before us. It's a real opportunity if we don't hide ourselves from it and if we don't hide ourselves from one another. We can wear masks over our mouths and noses as we're asked, anxious to take them off and return to our more natural ways of relating, or we can wear our masks over our mouths and noses as we're asked, thoughtfully and with good intentions. More than being careful around people, we can be mindful about what good we want to result from this truly bad experience. A reminder of something we all know. Sad but true, in the Exodus story, before our people went out from slavery to freedom, we read about plagues and death. At our recent Seder celebrations, sensitive to the price of liberty and dignity, we spilled wine from our full cups when we recited the 10 plagues. Also sad but true, in the story of this coronavirus plague we will someday tell, before we could restore and rebuild our routines and our communities, we suffered illnesses and all kinds of difficult losses. When we do ultimately take off our masks, sensitive to the price of liberty and dignity, what do we want to say we changed or improved because we endured all of this? I hope, deeply, I hope sincerely, I hope when we take off our masks, we choose to speak and act with more respect and sensitivity. Now, I'll admit I'm not particularly optimistic on this point. The divides in our society seem too wide at times, and our collective dreams too often feel small and selfish, not big and selfless. Still, I hope, deeply and sincerely, I hope when we put our masks away, fully revealing ourselves to each other, will most of us be who we were before, holding on to what we missed and what we were used to? Or, as I hope, will enough of us adapt our lifestyles and choices, even just a bit, toward more equality, toward more justice, toward more mutual regard? At home these days, alone or with others, what are we learning about our priorities? And what are we learning about ourselves. So much important to us weeks ago is no longer as pressing, perhaps no longer even relevant to our current needs and interests. When we remove our masks, exposed and open to life, what will be significant again or newly urgent? In the withdrawal of human activity from the world, nature is healing. When we're breathing freely again, no masks covering our faces, will we make the memory of this natural plague into our responsibility to take better care of our world? Or will we rush right back to what used to be as usual? Let's be thoughtful. Let's be mindful. Will we return to our pre-pandemic habits? Or will we discover a new vision of health, not only for ourselves, but also for our society and our natural environment? This morning, I invite you to learn with me from this Torah verse. The Torah says, "And when Moses finished speaking with them, he put a mask over his face." The scene is that when Moses comes down from Mount Sinai, he reveals the content of God's revelation, his face radiant from being in God's presence. Rabbeinu Bachya, a 13th century Spanish Torah scholar, explains this Torah scene. He notes that when Moses finishes relaying God's words to the people, Moses put on a mask to protect the people from the rays of divine light emanating from him. This is a powerful and spiritually compelling image. God is present in light. God is present in the light of caring and compassion. God's presence shines between us when we speak words of Torah and truth. Moses wore his mask respectfully and responsibly. The example of Moses teaches us. It is beneath no one's stature to wear a mask when necessary. We wear masks for the sake of others, not ourselves or our sense of pride. It is still some weeks before we'll be able to read and learn Torah in person on Shabbat. For now, God's presence between us continues to shine online. We heard this week that religious gatherings are in phase 3 of California's reopening plan. Whenever that takes place, and whatever the attendance limits may then be, I imagine masks will be required during services, as we'll sit physically spread out, most likely in the Jacobs Family Community Hall. And when that happens, we'll be sharing in yet another unusual experience for this very unusual situation. We've almost gotten used to working from our homes, going to school online, live streaming Minyan and Shabbat services, Zoom seders, classes and meetings online, Zoom life cycle occasions. We've almost gotten used to all of that. So I guess this will be okay too. If Moses can wear a mask, so can you, and so can I. Now, and for however many more or few weeks still to come, you and I can demonstrate the courage of our convictions. When we have an appropriate reason and occasion to be out in public, we can wear our masks mindfully. Let's be mindful about what good we want to result from this truly bad experience. For now, This must be true. We cover our faces in order to receive the light of God's presence by caring for and protecting each other. Shabbat Shalom.